This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. The Black New Mexico movement returned to Rio Rancho on Saturday, 3 weeks after their peaceful rally in the conservative suburban city was overrun with a couple hundred aggressive counter-protesters. This time, the pushback was much smaller and more subdued. KUNM's Hannah Colton reports this weekend's peace talk was focused on getting out the vote as part of the struggle for racial justice.
On the steps of the Rio Rancho Events Center, in the evening light, Black New Mexico Movement leaders gave speeches as the crowd of supporters grew to over 50. Mason Graham, project coordinator with the New Mexico Black Voters Collaborative, spoke about the long history of racist voter suppression, including felon voter laws. He said finding out that his father wasn't able to vote because of a conviction decades ago motivated him to learn more.
Turns out, in 2016, 6.1 million Americans were denied the right to vote for the same reason my dad was denied. That's about 2.5% of the population of voters.
In a tight presidential race, the election can come down to fewer votes than that, Graham said.
So when you hear people say that every vote counts, it really counts.
Another speaker, Erica Davis Crump, urged people to think of political candidates as employees of the public.
Our senators work for us. Our sheriffs, they work for us. Our mayors, they work for us. Our superintendents of schools, they work for us.
Davis Crump asked people to get a sample ballot, read through the bond questions, and research the candidates from the federal to the local level.
Who is going to help you achieve your version of the American dream? And I'm going to tell you this again, until everybody's free, nobody's free. So your American dream needs to be inclusive of all. Like, you got to make sure from margin to center, your American dream is whole. And you take that to the polls.
Black New Mexico Movement leader Tay Berry spoke about his own journey to political organizing.
Before this, I was running the streets, doing what I wanted to do, hanging out, didn't really care about Black Lives Matter or political views. It wasn't that I didn't care, it's just I wasn't educated enough. So I had to take some time and realize that my brothers and sisters is hurting. What can I do to make change? So I got out, called up my friends, my brothers, my sisters, said, what can we do? How can we make this stronger? And that's what you have now, is Black New Mexico Movement that is strong today.
A dozen or so counter-protesters showed up, and most stood toward the back. Several carried firearms. One held a Blue Lives Matter flag. Others showed support for Trump. Tay Berry spoke directly to them.
Anybody that's standing outside the edge right now with a Trump flag or American flag, you got hate in your heart. I'm not mad at you. I'm not. I hope one day you can figure it out. But I don't have time to spend hate towards you. But I do ask that you go home and reevaluate yourself, because if you didn't have hate, you wouldn't be here today.
The counter-protesters were a much quieter and smaller group than the couple hundred who showed up to the rally last month, most without masks, many carrying guns, and shouting at demonstrators to leave. Organizer Barbara Jordan, a Rio Rancho resident, says she since sat down for a two-hour meeting with Mayor Greg Hull.
He did express his apology and regret for the things that we went through when we were here doing protesting on September the 12th.
Jordan says the mayor was supportive of their right to gather and express themselves, and also showed willingness to work on preventing police brutality against people of color.
The one thing we did talk about was doing citizens training with just the local Rio Rancho Police Department, just on racial bias and things of that nature, and I will work hard to get that done. I don't mind. I will work from sunup to sundown. I take no days off because I cannot take off my black skin.
Throughout the night, Rio Rancho police kept a perimeter around the event, and attendees left without incident.
One more time. All right, I hope y'all got that clear. Thank you for coming out. Y'all have a good night. And if you need somebody to walk you to your car, we have people. Please don't go alone.
For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.